Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 1st of September, 2015. I am Steve. We've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Not good.
Not good. Right, transfer window has closed.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Closed, what, 4 hours ago, 3 hours ago?
Come on.
Whatever it was, thoughts. Look, I'm just going to say it how it is, Steve. I'm absolutely raging. I'm raging about it. I cannot believe we've done no business today. Okay, I know it all might have kicked off there in the last, or, you know, it's spread in a third bed and a fourth bed, you know, but all day, you know, as usual, why does it come down to this last day? I know people are saying if we'd have signed Son and Jai today, we'd have been dancing about and being delighted about things, and you're possibly right there as well, but I just think the whole go on, Steve, and you know, I've put up on Twitter there tonight, you know, Daniel Levy, I asked him a couple of weeks ago, I think, on our first show. I just feel that he's let down another manager, you know, and in the end of the day, it comes down to him, you know, not releasing the funds. I've seen another quote there of what we've sold and what we've bought. You know, we've spent like £770,000 this window, and I just cannot believe that this has happened again. Everybody knows we've been crying out for the striker. You know, people are saying that Ndiaye is going to be a striker. Son is a striker as well. Yeah, possibly can be. But, you know, we needed that other centre-forward to give Harry Kane, you know, a break or to help this guy. And I'm just devastated by it, Steve. It's not the stuff on me. You know, we all love Spurs. And, you know, there's other people who go on about, oh, but, you know, we can't go and spend all this kind of money. We're building new stadiums, doing this. Oh, wouldn't spend this on them. Look, at the end of the day, you know, I would say 95% of the people listening to this show, we're Spurs fans. We want to see the best for Spurs. We're only interested in what goes on the pitch. I don't care about money end of things. We want to see what's best for us. And I think after today, you know, we're going to finish 8th, 9th in the league, 7th if we're lucky. It's just going to be another season. You know, of watching the same, you know, the start of the season. This is our worst start in, I don't know, what, 7 or 8 seasons, you know, and it just does not look good, Steve. And my biggest thing has been, you know, the quote that's come out from West Ham's chairman. You know, that's saying that Spurs tried to do it cheaply. You know, there's rumours that we offered £5 million up front and then all these instalments. Don't know whether it's true or not, but wouldn't surprise me either. And, you know, that's the big thing that really annoyed me today. After 6 o'clock, whenever I seen that statement that we tried to do it cheaply, you know, and look, if we wanted this guy, just go and spend the money, give them the money for this guy, and obviously he wanted to play for us as well. But as usual, to me, Daniel Levy's let us down a bucketful, so he has. And you know, if Harry Kane gets injured or one of our other top player gets injured, forget about it.
Yeah, can't disagree with any of that. You've made points there and points, you know, which I would rebuff about the, you know, how we've not done anything, but we have spent 40 million in the last two weeks.
I know that.
Yeah, you've already said that. So, you know, that would have been a comeback. You know, on this show, we try and, you know, me and you, although we agree on quite a lot, we sort of try and pick each other apart, you know, with what other people would say. And you know, something that I thought about possibly, because I always try and see, you know, what's gone on here, what has happened. You know, you're absolutely right, first of all, with the fact that why have we left it to the last minute to get another striker? We've been saying it all summer, you know, and apparently he made the first offer in middle of August. You know, Mourinho hasn't kicked a ball since May, so you know, what's changed his mind? Surely, you know, they had the meeting at the end of the season, and they said this player, that player, whatever. And Mourinho was somebody that they said, and you know, so why do they wait 3.5 months? in, you know, to make the first offer. Why not go in? Because I don't think that back in the middle of June, for example, West Brom could have turned down 22 million or whatever that, you know, the highest offer we did. I think they probably would have gone for 20, 21 million. You know, in the view of the fact that, you know, then you've got the rest of the summer to really have a look around and see what's available, you know, which you're right, this this West Brom chairman is saying, you know, yeah, it's too late to find somebody else. You know, there's got to be a problem with Charlie Austin, because no one's touching him. So, you know, the David Gold comments about him being failing a medical and what have you, you know, you don't know. But something's fishy there, why no one's gone and snapped him up. You know, obviously, you know, disappointed that we didn't get the second out and out striker. You know, did a conversation occur where, you know, Daniel Levy's in touch with Pochettino and he's sort of saying, right, you know, what did they want for him? Did they want 30 or would they have taken 25 or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. Look,
no, yeah, but what I'm going to say, I'm going to say something here. So, mm-hmm. so say they wanted, you know, the valuation was, say they would have taken 25.
Yeah.
And they're Pochettino and he's and Levy's offered, what did he offer? 18, then 20, then 21, then 22. And then he sort of phoned up Pochettino and said, listen, you know, they want 25. But quite frankly, are you going to play the guy or are you going to sit him on the bench? And Pochettino said, well, I play 4-2-3-1. So, you know, brilliant, thanks very much, Mr. Levy, but you know, he won't be playing if Kane's available. And Levy's looked at it and gone, well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to fork out 25 million if you're just going to stick him on the bench. I think we'll leave this one. Something like that. I don't know. Just off the top of my head, is that a valid point, or, you know?
Look, it's a valid point, but personally, after seeing the statement, and you know, it's going on, I'm watching Sky Sports at the minute as we're talking, it's going along the bottom of the screen. You know, I don't think we've even offered 18 million, first of all. By the looks of things, we've went in maybe with, I don't know if 5 million is true because that's other talk, but say, I wouldn't be surprised if we've went in and offered 10 million. I reckon that's what we've done. He's offered 10 million and then he's had his clauses, like, you know, when he plays 20 games or if he hits 10 goals, then you get another 6 million, rising to 22 million, say. And you know, by going along with what it's saying here, that is what's happened. And I believe it, Steve. I really do. And what they're saying is, it's unsettled their player. You know, they've been waiting to see if Spurs are just going to come in and then go, right, okay, this guy, look, if it's 21 million that you want, we'll give you the 21 million now. Yeah. Which we can afford to do, Steve. I guarantee you tonight, if this was Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool, if they wanted that guy, they'd have got him today. He would have been standing now at their training ground holding up a top. No matter what. But we've went in with these offers and, you know, West Brom, and I don't blame him. He's just went, no, you're not getting him. If you want them, and I would say, I listened to Talk Sport as well. There's I forget who it was talking about. They say Berahino obviously had a meeting with the chairman. I think it was early last week. And I would say it's been discussed, and he has probably told them, look, we'll sell you, but if they give us a million for talk's sake up front for you, we will sell you. And Spurs haven't done it.
Yeah.
And he's went back in, and I would guarantee you he's went from 10 to maybe, he's maybe pushed himself to 15 tonight, and that would have been the fourth bid.
Yeah.
So it was never going to happen, never going to happen. And to me, I think he's a great player. You know, he's done very well for West Brom. Him and Harry Kane together have played brilliant for England under-21s. You know, they look like a partnership. He reminds me of that young Jermaine Defoe. Fantastic sign. I think he would have played because he could play in the round or maybe even Kane in behind him. You know, Kane likes to play. So it was given us a lot of options, you know. But look, we can talk about, you know, it hasn't happened. But again, I feel sorry for the manager, Steve. That's the big thing I want to get over. Because he obviously had his targets. We haven't got the targets for him. And, you know, what do? Now, I personally think we might get this guy in January. You know, it could maybe happen then. But
Because the difference between this one, Carl, and the other targets he went for, because we know that Moutinho's and people and the Hulks and people like that, was I think that he asked for those players, and whether he did make the inquiry or not, I think a lot of those players didn't want to come to Tottenham because we didn't have Champions League. You know, this was the signing that the Champions League sides didn't, you know, they haven't gone in for him, possibly says a little bit about. Whether Mourinho maybe was the right player, you know, for us, yes, you know, but if people do want to push on, you know, it's a worry or a wonderment why these other teams didn't go in for him if he's supposed to be that good. But with him, you know, he wanted to come to Spurs, and we're saying, we didn't obviously offer enough, and we didn't do it in time. You know, the thing for me isn't the money thing, because we can all speculate about how much he offered and what have you. For me, it's the timing thing. As the chairman of a football club, and we know there's issues, there's certain things, and people deserve to go on holiday, and people, you know, should, you know, deal with things, you know, that happen in their personal lives. But at the same time, you're in charge of this thing that is loved by millions, supported very closely by thousands, and you know, it's what a lot of us eat and breathe and think about constantly. And you know, to me, it seems quite simple. You know, the money's there. Go and get us a striker, so that we can all, you know, enjoy our summer. What I had, and I don't know if you had this, but I had a summer of listening to Arsenal fans bang on about Petr Cech and how they're going to be fantastic, while we're, you know, buying these defenders and, you know, who have you signed? Oh, Kieran Trippier. You know, not exactly setting the world alight, you know, and that's nothing against him. You know, it's just the fact that he's not an exciting forward player. So I had a whole summer of that, every single person you speak to. And then, you know, we finally buy a couple of attacking players. I have no idea how good they're going to be. So you can kind of get a little bit excited about them. And then you think, right, we're going to blow everybody out of the water with a really good final signing. You know, Arsenal weren't going to buy anyone. I knew that yesterday because I spoke to somebody, a proper ITK. I'm not going to tell you who that is, but he's a good one. Let's go and get him and be the talk of, you know, the papers tomorrow. Unfortunately not.
No, we're not. And, you know, unfortunately, as usual, we're the talk of Sky Sports and the radios after the deadline.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's going on the bottom.
And ridiculed again.
Yeah, Adi Bayor, there's something's going on with him. Aaron Lennon's been sold. You know, this is what's going on. And now, you know, the West Brom manager, what he said about, you know, what's trying to happen with the deal. I just find it crazy. I really do. And I think as well, where probably my frustration and probably a lot of people's frustrations are coming out tonight is, I think we all expect it today, because we've waited and waited. It's been like previous years where Spurs have always been busy on transfer deadline day. And deep down, I know I did. I expected at least two today. I really did. I was hoping for three. I was hoping for the two early on. I actually took 4 hours off work, got someone into work today to come home to watch Sky Sports. And I sat, honestly, in my living room on my own for 3.5 hours, and they never mentioned Spurs once, from 11 or from 10:30 to 1:30, whatever it was. They didn't even go to Spurs training ground. And I went, what's going on here? You know, because I was expecting, you know, there's always someone at Tottenham.
Yeah.
And there was nothing up to 1:30. The first I started to hear and work on Twitter was from 4 o'clock, 4:30. You know, and then you don't know whether to believe half the stuff that you're seeing. But I think that were the biggest frustration. You know, when we look at it, you know, I think I've spoke to a couple of guys that actually watch German football, and I say, look, this guy's a brilliant player. You know, he's be very excited for Spurs. He can play up front or out in the wings. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. And Jai, I haven't got a clue about. I really don't know. Andrew Rockall, I think it was Andrew or someone else that tweeted me earlier, saying, is he not a striker? Well, I wasn't told that he was 2 weeks ago when everyone signed him. Yeah. Plus, again, nowhere to be seen at the game against Everton. But what I'm going to have an injury. You know,
I think he's still waiting for a work permit, isn't he?
Possibly is.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just crazy, and it's just so frustrating, Dave, that you know, go through it. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to go through this all again in January. But you know, to nearly round it off before we talk about the Everton game, I personally think I'd have this manager, Steve, come January. I really do. I'm really, really worried for the guy. Everybody that listens to us and knows that I'm 100% behind this. He hasn't had a great start, but I wanted to give this guy time. The other thing which you mentioned last week was Mitchell. You know, Mitchell was brought in with this black book or black box, whatever they called it. Mm. You look at the players he signed for Southampton. And we were linked with one today, Wayama. You know, he brought him in from Celtic for, what, 4.5 million?
Yeah.
You know, where was these type of players? Maybe Son is going to be, well, he was 21. Maybe in Trippier or something that can be these kind of players, I don't know. But that's what I think we were all expecting with Mitchell coming in. And you know, we get rid of a lot of what we call the deadwood really early on. And I think we expected a lot more. And I think that's why there's such a reaction on Twitter and Facebook, you know, all the social media stuff tonight. I think that's what it is deep down. But in hindsight, when we look at the squad that we have, we've still got a good squad. I'm excited about the two new players. We've got to wait and see what they've got to do. But I just think we missed out. The other thing, sorry, Steve, I know I'm rambling on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Is I think we missed big style on a defensive centre midfield player. Because I said to him some night when we were driving, you know, we're now getting into the season, a bad start to the season with Mason, Bentaleb and Dar. That's our three midfielders. You know, really, okay, there's Dembele and Boyce that got there, but really that is our three midfielders. You know, that's not gonna get you up there fighting for top four.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you agree with that or not, but
yeah.
we needed that older head or the Wayama who's got the experience. I've chatted about it for years as well, about signing these other teams' good players.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Berahino came in, because we knew the top teams wouldn't be going for him. And we've always said, let's go and pick these guys. You know, let's go to Newcastle and take Sissoko and take Berahino. And, you know, and even what I thought about as well, even players, there's Oscar, for example. I don't think that guy's going to get a game.
Yeah.
What's they going to cheeky £20 million bid for him?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So,
well, Remy.
Oh.
You know?
Sorry?
Remy.
Yeah.
£20 million for Remy.
Exactly.
You know, they've got Falcao. He's going to play, of course, you know, for Diego Costa. You're just breaking up a little bit, but we'll try and sort of carry on through. I've got a message here from Damon Ellsworth, who said, do you think Poch has been backed in the last two transfer windows by Levy, or will Poch be hang out to dry in the long run? I mean, we're desperate for this one to stay, aren't we? Because although, you know, it's kind of AVB Mark II, you know, we probably got rid of him a little bit too early. And you know, with the fact that, about Pochettino asking for these other players. Obviously, it was AVB. So what do you reckon? It'll go, won't he?
Sorry, Steve, I can't hear you.
For Pochettino, Levy will get rid of him if he doesn't win the next sort of four out of six games?
Look, that's what I said earlier on. That's my big worry now, because, you know, it's going to fall on his head, Steve. And you look at the next games, you know, sort of way, you know, they've started very, very big, but they've signed a couple of good players. I know Yedlin's went there and only's not be allowed to play, but that is going to be a tough, tough game down there.
Yeah.
And then I think, is it Man City?
It's Crystal Palace.
Sorry, Palace, who are flying. You know, I actually should have mentioned them earlier. They have made some fantastic signings.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have slagged Alan Pardew off for years. I watch Alan Pardew and I go to myself, how good would he be to be your manager? Because he's on the line. he's fighting. You know, he's not afraid to go and square up to another manager, and he tells him how it
Absolutely.
is.
Hates Arsene
You know.
Wenger, ex-Spurs
Yeah,
legend,
exactly.
of course.
And look at the players. That's right, ex-Spurs legend. Look at the players he's brought in there. And here, we won't beat Crystal Palace the way we're playing. Not a chance.
No. Ursul Osman says, when the stadium is built and we have an American football team franchise, will the football team become secondary? No.
No, I don't think so.
Michael Smith, without getting too negative, where do you see the side by New Year? A cup run, relegation battle, top four? Do you know, putting aside the Spurs thing, I think a lot of these other sides, particularly the mid-table sides, have all been brilliant, haven't they? You know, you watch
Yeah.
Swansea, you watch Stoke, you watch, maybe not Stoke so much, but they certainly are going to push on, aren't they, with the investment and I think they're going to get it right, basically. And Southampton have got a decent result now, and along, they're all sort of pushing on, aren't they? Spending a lot of money. Leicester spending a lot of money and got really getting on Nathan Dyer. What a good player he is.
Yeah.
So.
Look, yeah, look, to answer his question, I said it earlier. I honestly think by Christmas we'll be sitting mid-table,
Yeah.
and we'll have the odd win here, the draw. We'll probably get beat most weeks. I know that sounds desperate, and people will probably go, "Oh, stop being so downbeat." But I just can't see it. The only thing I'm hoping for is when these two new players come into the side, that they add pace and give us something that we look different. So really to judge. So really, I probably shouldn't jump on it. I'll jump on it after the next two games, and
Yeah.
I'll see how they play with the new boys in the team. But I am worried. And again, he asked where Poch will be if it doesn't work, Steve, over the next six, seven games, and we're down in that bottom half. He'll be gone because
Yeah.
the support will turn on him,
I
and
mean,
he will get the blame, and he will be out the door.
I can see us getting knocked out by Arsenal in that cup because he'll play a second
That's it, look
string.
well, yeah.
He'll play a
Yeah.
second string. An Arsenal, I don't know what side they'll play, but they'll beat us because we'd have played a second string, which was ridiculous in my opinion. It's Arsenal at home in a cup game. It doesn't matter what team they play. If we beat them, it'll be fantastic. But of course we won't. And then we've got like you say, these other games. And you know what I think might happen is that by the time we play Man City, that we'll be so sort of knocked about and not too many points that we might actually get a result because I think normally when we play Man City and these other top teams, they play their full strength side, don't they? Because they think, okay, Tottenham, they can be tricky. We'll play full strength side and they smash us. But when they sort of underestimate Tottenham, then we tend to do all right. So. Hopefully, well, not hopefully, because hopefully we'll have a few more points by then. But you know what I mean, we might get the result there. But and that will cheer everybody up and keep everybody happy for another month. But I can't see much consistency there. Funny, I thought we were going to really get smashed by Everton, but the side was so defensive. We'll come on to that. The Everton later, and we'll talk about that. But anyway, Bryce Eddy says, what do you make of the transfer window? Where are our holes, and who do you hope will fill these voids? We've talked about that already. Matthew Way, are you embarrassed by Daniel Levy? Love the pod, by the way. Best thing about Spurs at the moment.
Thank you. Good.
Come now, there's Tuborg. Come now, Steve. He's only he's at, he just a little more than time to adjust. It's only been 2 years. He's talking about Lamella there. And I asked Spurs Talk because he's having a good debate with somebody about this Tottenham Trust. And he was sort of saying about the cheap tickets and things. And I just asked about, are you the type of fan that wants really cheap seats? But also wants a brand new stadium and expensive football players, and he sort of said, he was in the middle of a debate with somebody else, so we didn't get anywhere with that. But that's quite a common thing that people say. And sorry, but the economics don't quite add up there to me. But I have said to you before, Cole, that I think if Levy, you know, is fleecing the fans, he can do a lot better. He can do a lot better. In certain aspects.
Yeah, I think he'll fleece us once a new stadium comes. All right. But no, look, I know what they're saying, and this is a big thing to get across because Andrew Rock up here as well about because I put about Levy out and. He put, well, you know, he's, you know, look where we were 10 years ago, and I know where Andrew's coming from it, and I know it's an easy thing to say, you know, get the chairman out. He's asking who's going to replace him, you know, and he's right, you know, but this is what we do as football fans. We, you know, we get frustrated, we get angry about things, and at the end of the day, we don't know the whole ins and outs of how a football club runs. I haven't got a clue. I'm just worried about the players and the results on a Saturday.
Yeah,
and you know because it ruins my weekend. It ruins my week until Spurs play again. You know, so that's that one. I was just frustrated, you know, today with what went on, and you know when you hear, you know, that's going across the bottom now. You know, he's accused Tottenham of unsettling Berahino with derisory bids. Do you know that's what angered me today to probably put out that tweet. But, you know, in the end of the day, we want to see our team playing and perform and entertaining, Steve.
Yeah.
I think I said, you were obviously, we'll move on to Everton. You were obviously at the game on Saturday Live. I watched it on TV. It's a completely different experience. But I'll be honest with you, I never once got off my seat, got excited by anything, and just sat there and watched football as if it was Norwich against Derby County.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like to me. And
well, when I saw the team sheet...
And even at the end, Steve, I wasn't even disappointed.
When I saw the team sheet, like I say, you know, I just thought, well, he's a, you know, defensive midfielder, in quotations. So is he. You know, Chadley's, you know, scored some goals, but he's not exactly electrifying to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, Harry Kane, you know, I thought we might possibly get a, you know, goal, but he's, you know, he's out of form by, you know, the way that he went through there. Great ball by Mason, by the way. And you know, you're just thinking, you know, Dembele played all right. He was better in the game before, though, wasn't he? When we had a few shots against Leicester. But you know, I like him on a football pitch. I think he's got.
Yeah, I actually thought he was playing very well. Till he got
Yeah. But then he gets injured, and then you think, right, okay, where's the creativity going to come from? Mm-hmm. You know, Dyer obviously played outstanding. You know, something that I'd said, you know, it's a role that he can really grow into. And you know, at the back we look okay. I think Vertonghen obviously played a lot better. Walker, you know, made his customary massive mistake, but then recovered and played pretty well. But you know, I've got to see Trippier. I want to see Walker pushed on. I'd like to see him as a winger. I think it'd be exciting. A couple of times, actually, Walker, if you noticed, got the ball, went running with it, but actually had to stop and check back because no one was up with him. And it was like, wow, you know, that's where he needs to play a little bit further on and be a little bit more direct and not really worry about, you know, having to cover. So I'd like to see that a little bit more. You know, whether it's going to happen, I don't know. But, you know, it was just a run-of-the-mill game, kind of, you know, the sort of game that you'd see possibly before a big cup game, you know, where both sides are, you know, they're kind of giving it a go, kind of not really, though, and they're both at the end of it happy with a 0-0 draw. That's certain, you know... My goodness, you know, in the last 5 minutes of games, what you should be seeing is players push up and really going for it and thinking, right, we need a win here.
Especially at home.
Yeah, and just didn't happen. You know, as Pritchard comes on and everyone around me go, oh, here he goes, Pritchard. He looks like a little boy. Yeah, I'm sorry, but he's tiny. You know, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad player.
Yeah.
But, I don't exactly see the opposition going, whoa, you know, what's happening here? You know,
that's it,
and I hope by that comment, You know, it's a bit like my Mason comment from last year when I said, you know, I want to see Paulinho and Dembele and all the superstars playing. I don't want to see Mason. And Mason, come on, was fantastic. So a little bit of kickology there. I'm trying to, so, you know, I hope Pritchard does become brilliant. But I can't be honest, you know, he came on, I was like, right, okay, we're resting on this guy to win the game for us.
One guy you haven't mentioned who I thought Dele Alli looked. He actually got me excited when he came on. He looks big, big physical player. He's got a bit of energy about him. He looks exciting. He actually was the only thing that excited me about the game.
Yeah.
And actually, when he came on, I could sense there was a bit of a change in atmosphere in the stadium.
Yeah.
Because to me, again, it sounded very, very quiet. Obviously, at the beginning of the game, it's always noisy. But
so,
you know, there
bizarre.
Was nothing.
Why didn't he play Ali? Why didn't he play Mason with Dier, because Mason, you know, obviously has been playing all right, whereas Bentaleb's been a little bit, you know, dodgy. Or pick Bentaleb again to play with Dier, and then have Ali, who's a much more forward player. And, you know, he went with the three of them. You know, I think you've got to go two out of those three. You know, Bentaleb is slightly more defensive, so against the bigger sides, you know, go for those two. But Mason, I don't know, you know, it was so defensive.
It really is, but he was the one bright spark out of the game. Obviously, we had a lot of chance. You know, Tim Howard had one of his wonder games.
Yeah.
As he said in his interview, he was a clown the week before. He was the man of the match this week, typical against Spurs. He'll probably throw one in the next match. But, you know, Dele Alli, you know, definitely was the only bright spark for me. You know, felt a bit sorry for Harry Kane with that chance. But it just shows, you know, he's lacking a bit of confidence. But, you know, it'll come. I'm not worried about Kane. It'll come. I'm just hoping that the two new guys, said it loads of times already tonight, just add that injection of pace into our side.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Son. I think he could be a bit of a spark.
Yeah.
You know that, and you know these South Korean. I think he is.
Yeah.
These guys are 120% guys, you know, full of energy. You know, I've watched clips of him. You know, he scores goals. He's the kind, he's almost like an Eriksen where he'll pop up in areas and score you that last minute equaliser or the last minute winner. He's that sort of a player by the looks of it. So I think he's going to be great for us. I'm really looking forward to seeing him. So hopefully when they're in, it's going to add in. Dele Alli, I think, could be massive for us. I would like to see him get a bit more time because he's got the physical presence on the pitch. He just looked, and he gets into those dangerous areas. He actually had a couple of gooby chances, but he just sort of snatched at them, and that'll take a bit of time with experience for him. So, look, it's not all doom and gloom, you know. When you look at that sort of a squad, it's just been this today. You know, I think we all just hoped for that extra player in there, but we've got to see. But you know, as we said earlier, it's just what happens over these next three or four games. Probably the next four games are massive. They really are, because if the crowd turns on the manager, there's some massive games coming up. I think is it November or October is a really, really tough month.
Yeah.
And you know, we need to pick up a couple of wins here.
Mm.
So we do, but
we need to be a bit more you know, like I say, you know, with this Everton game, you know, it's about 75, 80 minutes and you've still got Bentaleb and Dier, you know, hanging back. And I was like, shouting, get forward after 10 minutes, actually, because I noticed that as well as the back four, you've got those two sitting and we were attacking and they're both still hanging back. You know, sorry, but, you know, the great Man United sides, you know, Keane and Scholes would always be up. You know, and as well as the wingers, as well as the forwards, you know, you've got enough cover there. You know, it's a decent back four now. You know, and you might be a bit exposed at times, but certainly not both of you need to stay back. And in fact, in those home games, I think you only need one out and out central defensive midfielder. You know, and whoever that may be,
I agree.
Bentaleb or Mason, even, you know, we know he doesn't shirk a tackle. Dan Jones,
sorry, just on that bit, because if you actually look back, if you were to go back now and watch the first 20 minutes of that game, I remember saying to myself, we look like an away side.
Mm.
That's what we look like. Everton just had the ball, were just playing it along the back, you know, doing really whatever they wanted to do. It didn't look dangerous, but we were just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then when we did break, the only actual real counter-attack was Mason's fantastic through ball.
Yeah.
Because as you're right, whenever we attacked, there's nobody else, you know. And Chadley, when Chadley's having one of those games, he's just going to try and float into the box now and again. Harry Kane's running about up top, trying to do it all himself. You know, there isn't those midfielders running past Harry Kane into the box. And when you're playing that formation, that's what needs to happen. You know, you need the likes of your Mason or your Bentaleb, you know, going past Harry Kane. You know, to give it one other example, Swansea against Man United. If you watch the clips, it was off their second goal of Gomez. You know, he's up there on his own, and the ball's played into him. John Joe Shelby, who I mentioned last week, sprints 50 yards past him to get into the box.
Mm.
And someone else is getting into the box, and it ends up with five Swansea players in that box. You know, we're not doing that. Especially at home. So there's things, you know, when in that system that Pochettino's playing, that's the things that have to happen. So I'm hoping that's where the new guys are going to bring that into it.
Yeah. I've said a million times, Cole, that Frank Lampard scored a load of goals, but he probably had five or six shots. And it was mm-hmm. actually Adrian Durham that brought that out. But he said it in a negative way, you know, mm-hmm. like he does. Somebody said, well, Frank Lampard gets 20 goals a season. He says, yeah, but how many shots does he have? And I thought, well, no. You know, you're saying it in a negative way, but actually that's what Frank Lampard used to do. He used to have six or seven shots a game, thinking, I want to get on the score sheet. So Bentaleb has a shot in the first half, you know, or Dembele the other week at Leicester has a couple of decent shots. These central midfielders should be having six or seven every game, thinking, I really want to score today. You know, they get themselves into decent positions and have a crack. You know, and I don't want to see Kane having a poke from, you know, 30 yards. He should be right on that last defender. You know, being a little bit more selfish, being a little bit more, you know, I've got to score today. You know, I've got to be on that last defender. I've got to get on the bits and pieces. Not, you know, his normal game, if you like, which is dropping in and playing well. I mean, he's playing well, isn't he, as a footballer? But he needs to be a bit more selfish and think, right, I need to be right up and, you know, get myself... You know, make myself a nuisance in that box. Give himself a goal.
But that's the problem. The midfielders that we're playing don't go past the attacker.
No.
The only one maybe is Dele Alli. I've seen him. He was in the box quite a bit, if you remember. Yeah. He's maybe the only one at the minute that can go past. Eriksen doesn't go past even when he plays.
No.
You know, we've got none of our midfielders, including Eriksen, that go past the striker.
Yeah,
and
Chadley occasionally.
Occasionally, yes. Yeah. But as you say, when you think of your Man United's
and the fullbacks don't get forward enough. We don't play wingers, so it's fullbacks we're relying on to get round the back. You know, you watch Man City. You watch how many times they get round the back and get those crosses.
Yeah,
and you know, who's that's in? What we need to do.
Yeah, yeah, Touré.
Get round the back of them.
Yeah, 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 Touré. That's why he scores so many goals, because he gets in there. Mm. He gets into the box. It was the same if you give it. You look at Chelsea next time. Now, I know he doesn't score a lot of goals. You look how many times Fabregas is in the box.
Yeah.
When Chelsea score a goal, either, you know, he's always around that 18-yard area.
Yeah.
Waiting for something else to drop. But, you know, when we get the ball in the box, it's coming off Harry Kane's backside. Mm. There's nobody there. Only Chadley standing out on the wing looking at him.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have two or three players in and around Harry Kane. Waiting for something else. We don't have it. So,
well, hopefully,
this boy's son better be some player.
Yeah, son's going to pick it up off Harry Kane's backside a bit more. But Dan Jones, Aaron Lennon has given us 10 years to Spurs, has given us some of the great moments and scored some important goals, gave pace to the side and flair, but loaned out, impressed, bought back, dumped with the kids' squad, sold with a short message from Spurs. Disgusting. Could we have a job? Done a job for us with these games underachieved so far this season. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being disappointed by the club I love and pay emotionally and financially for. I'm sick of false promises, sick of watching teams around us progress. Do we, as fans, support the glory times or the bank balance? Today, Spurs changed Ndiaye from a midfielder to a striker on their site, taking us for mugs. And Davy Ellis says, yeah, that's all true. But Lennon, he had a poor cross, offered nothing going forward lately. He refused to do what Poch told him. He refused to play on the left in training. He entered, his attitude is terrible, and he never had much time for the fans or house media. Sorry, but he was a great servant up until about 3 years ago. So, you know, and I think Dan agrees with that. But I think the most important thing there is, you know, in the last, we haven't got a, Townsend's out the side because he's injured. We didn't have any pace. You know, we didn't have anything in the, you know, when the team, you know, that Everton side played in midweek, didn't they? You know, with 10 minutes to go, bring on a real speedy player to come and do, you know, give the ball to.
Yeah.
Give it to him. You know, he's playing for a contract anyway, you know, as is Adebayor, but people can't stand Adebayor, so I don't think we could have played him. But, you know, but if you're looking for somebody who wants to, you know, he's looking for a contract, looking for a new club, go on then, son, get out there. You know, you've got 10 minutes to go and impress. Go and get yourself a new club to both of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, and now people are saying about Adebayor, you know, he hasn't gone for this reason or that reason. You know, what do we do with him now?
That's it.
Well,
sorry,
it's too
just
late
to
now.
That,
go on, Cole, go on.
Yeah, on that, but Dan makes some great points, really, really good points. So there's one there I want you just to read out for me again. But Davey's right in what Davey's saying too, and I know Dan agrees with him. But, he's right about made a great point there, which I noticed earlier. I was reading it on Facebook. It was about, you know, do we support, is it about the glory days or the financial end?
Yeah.
Whatever way, you know, we worded it. And it was exactly what I meant earlier on about, you know, at the end of the day, we support Tottenham. We're just interested in the results and what's going on the pitch. You know, the financial end of things, we'll turn around and say, oh, why don't you want to spend 45 million on this guy? Because that's what we want them to do. Do you know what I mean? Yes, yeah. It probably won't happen, but that's what football's genuine football supporters say and do. You know, and other people will rubbish it back down. Oh, it'll never happen. Yeah. Well, what do you want the club to go out? You know, go back on things. You know, when you're a football fan, you just want to see the best. So I know where Dan's coming from on it, but look, Aaron Lennon, you're right. To me, look, we know he's going to go. I think there's been a few off the issues as well. It's been going on lately, but you know, when you're lacking pace in the squad, as you say, why not stick him in there on the bench for the first four games? He might have come on, just done something, you know. But look, he's gone now. He's gone to Everton. I'm not gone, to be honest with you, because I think he's had his time.
Yeah.
I think he flattered the deceive. You know, he should have been so much more. Like that guy, we talked about it maybe a year, 2 years ago. Yeah. That guy should have been in the frame of that England squad every year. That guy never went to a World Cup or a European Championship. You know, Theo Walcott got the year Theo Walcott remember got the injury. It's out for Aaron Lennon. He done nothing. So I think there's something else other than football with Aaron Lennon, to be honest with you, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and as I say, it's too late now for the Adebayor thing. You know, you know, I said, you know, he's got, you know, four games before the transfer window. We need another striker. Stick him on the bench. Yeah, he might be motivated to come on and show what he can do. You know, he tweeted about it in the summer, didn't he? You know, I'm looking forward to get back to Tottenham. Well, come on then, mate, go and show us what to do. You know, and a lot of people, you know, their first instinct is, no, he's a gooner, no, he's lazy, no, I hate him, no, he went to Africa, da-da-da, all the rest of it. Well, okay, that was all in the past. I'm not interested in him as a person. I'm only interested in my Tottenham Hotspur and whether we can score a goal or not. And we ain't going to score a goal if we're bringing on blah, 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 blah. You know, we might score a goal if we bring on a striker who, you know, who's looking for a contract.
Well, what about this? What about this? And I know people will probably tweet now and shout me down after they listen to it. Why not give him the number 9 jersey now and just say, look, there's been a lot of stuff's went on today. You haven't got a club. Come on, big man. You've got the January. We'll give you the number 9. And sure, go and show people what you're about.
Yeah.
Go well, everybody
thinks you're lazy. Everybody thinks you're rubbish. The Spurs fans can't stand you. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
Now, you know, people will say, no, no, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, not having it. I wouldn't cheer him. Wouldn't like it. But this is for me and you, Cole, isn't it? You know, we're there. You know, you sit that you're in Northern Ireland. I sat up in the stands. You know, I for one will cheer if he scores. Because I don't care about him. I wouldn't cheer and go, oh, so fantastic for Adebayor. I'd be like, no, fantastic for Tottenham and the fact that we're going to get 3 points today. You know, that's all I'm interested in.
Harry Kane gets injured in this next 2 weeks playing for England. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
He's sitting there, just give him a number and have him there. And 1 week he might be in 16.
Yeah.
And that seems right. Look, I know it's not going to happen, but I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
I've been tweeting actually the last couple of days for a bit of fun, going, you know, breaking news, Adebayor's getting the number 9, you know. But look, on his day, Steve, and like, you've seen him live so many more times than me. Every time I've seen him play live, I actually never seen the guy have a bad game. Mm.
He's definitely different on the telly than he is live, in my opinion.
He is.
You know,
yeah, I agree 100%.
Some people don't say that, and they completely disagree. And, you know, that's fine to have that opinion as well. You know, I can't believe people bang on about how much Soldado, you know, oh, wish Soldado well. He gave his all for the club.
Yeah.
Not in my opinion. not watching that guy live. Yeah, you know, when he missed the chance, he looked as if he was upset. But I think that's a Mediterranean.
I agree 100%.
Reaction to things. I saw him walking around plenty of times, shrugging his shoulders.
I watched him play, I think, 5 times live.
Yeah.
And I remember it was actually against Crystal Palace. It was the game I actually broke Christopher over for you away. You know, we were lucky enough to get your seats. And
right.
I remember saying to Christopher, look, this is one of the first times you want to see this guy live. Let's see what he's about. And like, he was only probably 11 at the time. And he looked at me and I looked at him and went, this guy should not be here.
Yeah.
You know, what is this about? But every time I seen Adebayor, and people can shoot us down, he get the work that guy done off the ball. And when he was in the mood, unplayable. Unplayable.
Yeah.
You know? But and upset at words. He said, you know, he was more frustrated that he hasn't came to some kind of a deal with Spurs to get paid out, whatever it was, and just his words were, just go and play football.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to do? Set about just go and play football. But I think there is a lot of other issues going on with this guy. There's stuff coming out tonight that, you know, that God didn't tell him to, you know, to go to Aston Villa and things, so it can be quite complicated. But look, he's still there at the minute. The other thing is, Mr. Berbatov's floating about. Did you hear about him?
Well,
he was asking more money than Adebayor.
Yeah.
So he was, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might sneak wee Berbatov in there.
Wow, that would certainly be exciting. But if you don't like lazy footballers and you prefer to have Berbatov, then that is a complete, you know, he's one of the laziest footballers I've ever seen.
One other thing, Steve. I do a lot about this end of it, but surely we must have a couple of youngsters.
Yeah.
Who's scoring the goals for the under-21s and the under-19s? Have you seen this young lad that is on loan at Rangers?
All the fuss is about?
I can't pronounce his name, but he's up there. He looks about 6'3", a bit like Adebayor, and he's up there and he's doing rainbow flicks over people's head in Scotland and taking an absolute mess. And he looks brilliant. The Rangers supporters are absolutely looking at this kid going, why is he not even on our bench? You know, give him a go. There has, you know, think of all these kids going on trials and going across the water and money being spent. You know, surely that's where we need to be bringing these guys. I know Mason and Bentaleb come through. There has to be strikers.
Yeah.
Surely there has to be this wonder kid at Spurs somewhere that they've signed a top striker. Do you know?
Completely agree.
Get him on the bench. But look, Wendy's probably the man, you know, from the Fighting Cock that can answer questions like that. He knows all about that end of it. But there has to be someone. Has to be.
Yeah, it is a strange one, but, you know, there we go. So we push on. We've got, obviously, England coming up.
And Northern Ireland.
And Northern Ireland.
Oh, yes, we could be qualifying for the first time in a long, long time.
Okay, all right, we'll see.
But we're very Spursy. The Faroe Islands will beat us on Friday night. I guarantee it.
Yeah, no, I think we'll be all right against San Marino, and then it's someone else after that, and then back to Sunderland away. We'll be all fired up.
Yes. Well, I'm actually going to Belgium for 4 days
Okay.
with my son's football team. They're
Yeah.
going over to play against Club Bruges and another local team over there. So really looking forward to that. But with an early morning flight out of Dublin, so I'm hoping to find a nice wee bar that I can watch Spurs. So
Yeah.
I might even bring my Spurs top, and get Dembele put on the back of it. We're talking.
Yeah, Chadley. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
brilliant.
mean, so transfer window, Trippier, Alderweireld, Wimmer, we got
Son,
Son and Ndiaye.
Ndiaye.
If we'd have signed all those five players today, we'd have been going,
Oh,
oh, what a fantastic transfer window.
yeah, I'll be going. Daniel Levy's fantastic, isn't
Yeah.
he?
But also, because you've got Ali and Pritchard coming in, you've got
Yeah.
a lot of some of these youngsters, like you say, are coming back, and Dyer's a brand new player, if you like, in his this new position. We'll see how we get on.
Yeah,
See how
look,
we get on.
it's you're right when you say it that way. It's look, it's not as bad. It's
Yeah.
just we're all really frustrated because of what's happened today. The other thing is, and it's a couple of points on it. We kept hold of Hugo Lloris. It was
Yes, very
massive,
important actually. Hugo
but
Lloris, Kane and Eriksen, we kept all three.
kept all three. But are they going to be there? Is Hugo Lloris going to be there this time next year?
Yeah.
If we're not close to that top four, which I don't think we will be,
Yeah.
but if we're not in around it, why would this guy stay,
No,
Steve? Because
he'll go. I mean,
United are going to be looking at goalkeeper.
he'll go anyway, even if we do get top four. Lloris is such a fantastic goalkeeper, as long as he doesn't kick it too often. That he, Real Madrid, if they don't get De Gea, we'll see. But one of these top sides will come in for him, and as long as he doesn't go to another English club, might
Yeah,
do, might do. We'll see, we'll
that's the
see.
big thing.
All right,
That's the
buddy.
big thing. Yeah, well, look, we'll chat in a couple of. Obviously, I'm going away to Belgium, so I'm away till the Wednesday after the Sunderland game. But
Yeah.
so it might be a wee bit later that week, that show.
That's all
But
right.
I'm hoping I'll be celebrating out in Belgium.
Yeah.
With well, what's the local beer in Belgium? What is it? Amstel, is it?
Oh, there'd be lovely
Yeah.
beers.
Yeah, I'll be trying a few different ones out there.
Neff, is that from Belgium?
I'm not
Beautiful.
sure.
That is a
Well,
lovely beer.
I shall try a few out, and
Yeah.
if Spurs actually get our first win, I'll put it out there. If Son gets the winner, I'll have more than two.
Duval, I think Duval might be Belgian.
Okay.
Beautiful. You can only have one of those though.
Okay, well, again, anybody listening, they can tweet me the best beers to try in Belgium. So that would be quite nice.
Brilliant.
Okay. Hey, mate,
Okay.
come on, you Spurs,
Come
and
on, you Spurs. Keep your peckers up.
keep them up.